It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And family, she is in the building. That's all I can tell you. This girl is Detroit. Her whole family is Detroit. You just don't go to Detroit without hearing about Tasha Page Lockhart. What's up, baby?
Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Different.
Thank you. Yeah.
What is that about?
If I could just tell you, oh my goodness. Grew up in the church, a PK, straight away, wanted to do my own thing, dropped out of school, 12th grade year, got pregnant, got on drugs, came back around 8 years later, married with two boys, living for the Lord, on fire.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trying to inspire people and encourage people to live for him too.
That's I remember talking to your mom, Lisa Page Brooks, around that time, and we were praying for you. And when I saw you pop up on Sunday Best, I was like, this can't be the same girl. And not only is it the same girl, she cute too.
Thank you.
You are a living example of what God works for.
Absolutely.
He works for redemption. He works for just turning people all the way around to a new testimony. And when I was listening to Different, I wondered, did you write it? Did you actually write
Different? I didn't. Kirk Franklin wrote the song, but it's inspired from my testimony. You know, we had a few conversations.
Okay,
and
there you go.
He penned the song.
It's you all day. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, she had to have had something to do with the writing of this song because it's so testimonial.
Yeah, yeah. And it's easy to sing. It's easy to deliver, you know, because but the whole album is like that. Every song is a piece of me.
Now, Different is the single.
Yes.
What's the title of the CD?
The title of the CD is Here Right Now.
Here Right Now. So when you sing a song like Different and you're watching, it's one thing to do it in the studio. You don't have an audience. But when you're doing it in front of people,
right?
What is the response? Do you see people connecting to this testimony?
Oh, yeah, because the song tells a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it's that Kirk Franklin vibe and that bounce, it's wordy.
Yeah.
It's every breath is almost a word.
Right.
So I don't have to do much. All I have to do is just say those words.
Yeah.
And communicate them. And before I even get to the second verse, I got them.
Really?
Just from the testimony.
So when you have a testimony like that and the song is over, the lights are off, and you're doing Tasha, do people approach you about Different, and how do you handle that to take them to the next phase?
I get emails all the time, people sharing their stories, and that's amazing to me that God is using me to help other people take courage.
Nice.
And to come forward and to speak out, because I'm not the only one that was molested.
Nice.
I'm not the only one that was raped. And so what happens is when I have courage enough to speak out and say and be transparent and say what I went through, other people, it starts catching on like a wildfire.
Wow.
And they're texting me, they're inboxing me, they're approaching me.
Yeah, yeah.
They're stooping down at the CD tables. I just wanted to tell you I went through the same. So it's like catching on. And I'm very humbled by this whole thing that God would still choose to use somebody like me, you know, that walked away from him and have done so many different things. The God, his grace and his mercy, it amazes me.
It's so huge that you would say this today because you're walking in on the heels of yesterday's show, which was about forgiveness.
Wow.
And we did a whole show about people's process of forgiveness. It's not a thing of you saying, I forgive you, and boom, it leaves your emotional being.
Right.
How long did it take you to go from saying, I need to forgive, to actually wiping that clean from your spirit, man?
You know, some people, I'm still working on it.
I'm so glad you're honest about it.
I'm still working on it. I've been face-to-face with some of my abusers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to, because some of them were in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be at picnics and birthday parties. And, you know, and I didn't want to be the one that came forward and responsible for breaking up my whole family.
The family, yeah.
My grandmother is well into her 80s. I didn't want to disappoint her or make a scene or make it all about me. And so a lot of things I kept quiet until now.
Wow.
A lot of this stuff is just now coming out. You know, and I just daily I ask God to work on me and to deal with me, because if I can't forgive, then I can't be forgiven.
There are a lot of people listening to us right now that are in your place.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? They're in your place and they're thinking, well, if I tell, first of all, who's going to believe me?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, if they do believe me, what is that going to do to the family? And you're saying to me that this is just now coming out, some of it,
for
you.
Yes.
How has it shifted your familial circle, your family
I
circle?
I don't know yet. When I say it's just really just now coming out, you know, from in this last year of me winning the show, I'm just coming forward really saying some of this stuff.
Is that right?
So I don't really know if they've heard any of the interviews or if they've seen or, you know, I don't know.
So we're on the cusp of what's really about to happen.
Absolutely. But I'm not worried about it, though.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it because I know that God is walking with me and I don't have any reservations or regrets about coming forward or saying it, because people are being helped.
Sure.
And Kirk taught me something. He said, as you reveal, you heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that I reveal about myself, of course, especially dealing with church folks, you can't tell everything.
Right.
Because
right.
they can't handle it.
Yeah.
They're going to criticize you. They're going to have something to say. But the more you reveal, it helps me. It helps me to heal daily. And then, you know, I have a very supportive husband, and he's walking through this with me as
Excellent.
Well, too. So it's a process.
How old are you? Can I ask you
I'm
that?
31.
31. Yeah. And all of this stuff went on how long ago in your life?
From the ages of like 5 to 14.
Okay. And from 14 to 31, you're just now kind of dealing with
yes.
this. I think this is huge for people who are, you have no idea how many lives you're changing and shifting right now, because the spirit of fear will stop so many people.
Yes.
And they'll look up, they'll be 45, still mm-hmm. dealing with the demons of 15.
And also family secrets.
Because mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, us in church, and we talk about generational curses, and I bind these generational curses and I break them, curse them at the root. Okay, but if you're still keeping the secrets, the next generation after you,
Absolutely.
They don't know what to look for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You gotta talk about it, and you have to hit it right in the face and go to the source. You know, you have to have these family meetings, and
mm-hmm.
you have to come forward and say, you know what, this happened.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming to you judging you. I don't know what you were dealing with at the time.
Right.
But I'm coming to you telling you that I love you enough to confront you.
That's God right there.
Yeah.
Now that's saved right there, for real. Do you ever talk about this on social media?
I do sometimes. Not much, but I do.
How do they mm-hmm. contact you? Social media?
Instagram, Tasha Page Lockhart. The website, Tasha Page Lockhart. Everything is Tasha Page Lockhart.
Watch all of your stuff blow up at this point, because people want to connect to real.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
when you look at a post on Instagram or a post on Facebook and it's reality.
Right.
You see how much people respond to it
mm-hmm.
as opposed to some foolishness.
Yeah.
So I wanted them to make sure that they got a hold of you today. You know what I'm saying? Those
yeah.
who are going through it, get a hold of her today. And I'm sure she is open and honest.
Absolutely.
You know, about what's going on.
Absolutely.
So the new CD is coming out when?
Today!
Hey!
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. And you've been singing for a minute. It's not like this thing is overnight for you. How does it feel to really be able to put something out for
it
the people?
It feels so amazing. It feels great. It feels, and then it's there's a certain type of confidence that comes along with accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've always been singing. I've been traveling with my mom.
Yeah.
I did one record with Witness. But to go on Sunday Best, didn't even want to go on there. Didn't think I was good enough to compete.
Wow.
A friend of mine sent me to Houston audition. Went there, got the yeses, won the show, and traveling ever since July of last year, I've been on the road almost every weekend.
See, that's a blessing.
And it's, my life has totally changed
that
in
a
year's time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now to look back at all of that, and I'm just like, okay, God, you are amazing. Like,
yeah.
I never could have thought. Scriptures are coming alive in my life. The scripture, he'll do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Yeah.
I had a plan for my life. I had something, you know, strategically planned out that I wanted to do. I got business plans and stuff that I had written out that I wanted to accomplish. He exceeded all of that.
Wow.
He blew my mind. I'm in awe of him.
Well, you're in awe because he was waiting for you to be ready for it.
Yeah.
If this had this happened for you 10 years ago,
I would not have been ready.
Been
I would have perverted the platform.
Yeah.
I would have disappointed so many people. I wasn't ready.
This is huge, Tasha, and I want everybody to go out today and pick up the new CD, Tasha Page Lockhart. The name of it is?
Here Right Now.
Here Right Now. And the song is different. You're going to be doing that. You're in the Philadelphia area tonight,
yes,
right?
At the Catalyst for Change Church tonight. And I'm going to be singing different in another song off the album that I wrote with my husband
okay.
called Faith Come Alive.
And that's tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at 7:30 at the Catalyst for Change Church, 3727 Bering Street. That's on the one block off of Lancaster, all right? And it's absolutely free. The last thing I want to say to you,
okay.
and this is just from me to you,
mm-hmm.
There's one thing that I always say about your mother's voice, and
okay.
that is it's a signature voice.
It is.
And for
it
those
is.
Of you who have missed most of the interview, Lisa Page Brooks is her mother.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma. But she has a signature voice. When
uh-huh.
she sings, no matter what it is she's singing, you know it's her.
Absolutely.
And the thing about a child coming from that legacy,
mm-hmm.
you have not leaned on that sound at all. You have your own sound. If I did not know you were related listening
uh-huh.
to you, I'd never guess you were related.
Wow.
And I'm almost excited about that
mm-hmm.
because that gives you your own identity.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we were at a radio event last night, Mm-hmm. And somebody got up and after I sang, they said, "Put your hands together right now for Lisa Page Lockhart." It happens to me all the time. Somebody really? Put it on one of my checks before. I said, "No, no, no.
Oh no,
she can't get my coins. No,
check,
no."
Right.
Yeah. But you know, people have to get used to it because you know, automatically you're going to associate Page with Lisa Page Brooks.
Right.
And so I'm fine with it. I struggled with that early on with the whole PK identity thing. You know, I'm over that. You know, I'm just glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Page Lockhart live on the Lonnie Hunter Show. You got to go out and pick up the new CD entitled
Here Right Now.
Yes, sir. Right here on Praise.